So the Democratic nominating contest goes on, and in that contest also there's a possible score of about 300. That's roughly the number of superdelegates who have not publicly chosen a candidate. The race could be decided by people like Congressman Sam Farr of California. In his state's primary, Hillary Clinton won his district, but barely. NPR's John McChesney spoke with the congressman in Monterey.
Sam Farr pulled up to our visit in his scratched-up silver pickup, complete with lumber rack and toolboxes. He'd just come from Home Depot, where he was buying landscape materials. But he was dressed in a blue blazer, tie, and khakis. And that sums up the diverse nature of his district, which includes the Salinas Valley, known as America's Salad Bowl, the University of California, Santa Cruz, the most liberal corner of the district, and Monterey, with its strong, retired, and active military constituency. And Farr hears from them all.
And I get stopped in every grocery store, supermarket, Home Depot, just came from Home Depot. There are people that know in this district that I'm uncommitted. Parking lots, phone calls last night at a Chamber of Commerce dinner, people pulling me both ways.
Constituents are not the only source of pressure. Fellow members of Congress are on the phone as well, along with even more famous people.
I get calls. It's nice to be wanted. Talked to Bill Clinton for almost an hour the other day.
And what was that like?
It was great. I mean, I just said, look, I'm not committing. And, we discussed a lot of things.
And no matter how many times we asked him in this interview, he continued to insist that the protracted battle between Senators Clinton and Obama would help, not hinder, a Democratic victory in November.
Uncommitted because at the beginning, I like both of them. I think they're incredible. And I think the best thing that's ever happened to the Democratic Party is to get these two folks campaigning. I mean, there's never been a higher interest in registering to vote, in getting involved in an election and turning out.
But the excitement over Obama has driven a lot of that turnout. If Clinton were chosen by the superdelegates, wouldn't the young people and African Americans he's energized be angered and stay home?
I don't think so, because I think Obama won't let him. If he's not the nominee, he'll be the biggest supporter of Hillary and vice versa, because they know what's at stake, every single appointment in the federal system.
What's it going to take to tip you over the edge one way or the other?
It's going to take a resolution between those two candidates right now, and if it goes beyond June, I'll make the decision.
But after all the slugfest between the two camps, a resolution between the candidates seems like wishful thinking. And at one point, Farr offered this observation.
I think that most of the uncommitted superdelegates feel in their heart that this is going to get resolved without them having to walk the line. But if they have to, they will.
Dream team?
Dream team is both of them. So you're trying to get me to commit to who should be number one and two?
Well, why not?
Well, then I wouldn't be an uncommitted delegate.
And Sam Farr is just about as uncommitted as it gets. John McChesney, NPR News.
Read about the history of superdelegates at npr.org/elections.